more runs on the mud tonight. I got me Parker. Looking for the crew, any mugs will do. I got me Parker. Quite just really got fine, so I'm gonna be the same. I got me Parker. The kids are alright, so I'm looking for the fine. I got me Parker. I used to be a punk, but now punk's on. Whoa, I got me Parker. Well, I've got my Parker, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in me mad. I only bought one because we made it. It's not a bit of fashion, I want to spend money. I spent punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev up. I used to be a punk, but now punk song.
Thank you. neighbors turn about. Day by day, the work gets done. Day by day, another war goes on. Tell me where.
Cadillac, cherry red, sometime in the 60s, Cadillac. It's summer. Your top's down. You're driving down along the coast in California. And that on the radio.
Yes.
Right?
That's cool.
It's such a vibe.
That is. It's
like me with like a scarf on my hair, you with your arm out the window, Hunter just on his phone in the backseat, not giving two poops about it.
Yeah, Mabel in the backseat, tongue hanging out of her mouth, just flapping in the wind.
Barking at everything. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. Yeah, that is this show.
Yes.
This show is, I don't know, lately, like, summers to me are kind of, I want funk. I want, like, this low vibe, smooth soul funk vibe. Like, a couple of years, I think it was last year, maybe, Duran Jones and The Indications released their second album.
Yeah. No,
it was probably, like, their third or fourth. But it was the one that kind of made a big splash. I had this really funky soul vibe, and I've just been like, yes, that's the summer. And that's what you're getting today.
That's what you're getting today.
That's what you're getting today.
Yes.
Some funky soul. Driving down the California coast in a Cadillac.
Driving down Highway 59 in a 68.
Yeah.
Dodge
for us Dart. Poor folks up here in Canada.
Oh, I'm sorry. It'll be a 1998
Oh, Jesus.
Oldsmobile 88
Right.
With three mismatched hubcaps.
Yes. Rattling all the way down.
That's Manitoba.
That is Manitoba with this. Yes. Doesn't quite have the same image in my head, but yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I did this. So
I got one song.
You got
on there.
One song. It was funny. I think it was one Monday. I was like, oh, it was Tuesday.
Yeah.
Like, I started a playlist. I'll send it to you. And we're outside playing with the dog. And I'm like, oh, I'll just finish this off. And I'm pew, pew, pew. And I see you plop one song on and I just finish it. Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of the vibe I was going on.
Yeah.
I heard a couple of songs earlier this week, that Irma Franklin that opened up the show. And then that ska version, ska reggae version of Upside Down by Carol Cool. And I'm like, oh, that's a vibe.
That was really cool.
Isn't that cool?
It is cool.
Yeah, Carol, she's cool.
Carol's cool.
Carol's pretty cool.
Carol, you're cool.
You're cool. It's from a compilation where they took a bunch of disco songs and ska'd and reggae'd them up. Oh. I'm going to have to find it because it looks quite bizarre, but good.
Yeah, cool.
So... yeah, we, like I said, start off with Irma Franklin, Aretha Franklin's lesser known, but maybe more talented. Don't come at me.
What sacrilege?
Sister. She is amazing. Irma was, I believe it was her, though, that her career didn't really go anywhere because she had debilitating stage fright.
Yeah.
Like, she's the one, right? Yeah. Just horrible, but an amazing voice. Oh, she was so good. Like I said, Carol Cool with Upside Down, that was Marvin Gaye.
Where are we going?
Where are we going? That is from the Let's Get It On Deluxe Edition, actually. It's a alternative mix of that track. I'm speaking like I know, like I chose that on purpose. It just came
she
up
did,
and I liked
ladies
it.
And gentlemen.
We're going to keep on going. Next up, we got some D. Edwards with I Can Deal With That.
I Can.
I guess I can.
I can.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You're putting down. Say you're breaking my heart, babe. Tear it apart. But if you leave your mess out there and keep it from me, ooh, I can deal. I can deal. I can deal with it. I can deal. I can deal. I can deal. I can deal with it. I can deal with it. I know you understand. You're my only man. I don't wanna play. But if you have to go out and have a little fun, just make me believe that I'm your only one. I can deal, I can deal, I can deal with it. Listen, baby, I can deal, I can deal, I can deal with it. Together, baby, don't blow your thing.
Get yourself together, get yourself together.
I need all your love, but you wanna have your flame. But if you keep it out there, away from me, I won't bother trouble. If trouble don't bother me, together, baby, don't blow your thing.
Get yourself together, get yourself together.
I need all your love, but you wanna have your fling. But if you keep it out there, away from me, I won't bother trouble. If trouble don't bother me,
love and happiness. Make you wanna do right, make you wanna do wrong. Make you come home early. Make you stay on that long. On the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about he can make it right, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good sometimes. Nothing's wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, baby, loving, loving, happy now. Loving, loving, happy now. I'll be good to you, we'll be together, yeah. See each other, walk away to me, yeah. Oh baby.
What can I do? want you, baby, want you.
Just commenting too how like much of a vibe that song is.
Yes.
Oh, good. So I don't know if he does. I'm sure he does it. So Obama used to do a list of like his top songs of the summer. This song by Duran Jones and the Indications was on there. It's called Wichu, like W I T C H O O.
Wichu.
Feel Wichu. Oh, if I could recommend one album that's a great vibe for summer, it is this album. It's called Private Spaces. It came out last year, I think.
I think so.
Fantastic. This funky kind of soul. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It was one of those, I tend to not jump on pre-orders if I've not heard the album or heard a track or I'm not sure or if it's not a reissue. This is one I jumped on because the album before it was so good. And I was so happy. It's so good. I'm going to be listening to that tomorrow when you come home from work.
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably.
So welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Yep.
It's 101.5 UMFM.
Penny Lane.
Hunter.
Hi.
Hi.
And I'm Captain
and
Dan.
Captain Dan, because Hunter's not paying attention to do the introduction.
What? Hi.
Hey. Hi. What's going on?
I don't know.
How's your summer vacation?
Good.
Yeah. What you been doing?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's the extent that's of his about, summer yeah, vacation. Yeah.
It's okay. No, you've been helping out around the house, and
yes.
You know, we saw a really good movie on Monday.
Yes, it was really good.
Oh my god!
What movie?
Dude.
Dude.
All the young dudes.
All the young dudes.
We saw Ziggy Stardust.
Oh my god!
Right.
That's Monday. That wasn't on Monday.
That was Monday. That was Monday. You see, you're on vacation, so all your days are getting jumbled.
I thought that
together.
Was yesterday.
No, that was Monday.
Bro.
So yeah, the 50th anniversary of the last Ziggy Stardust concert.
Yeah.
What did you think?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Such a good show, and such a like. I have such mad respect for an artist that. Like, Bowie's story, I don't know if you've... Like, I've read a couple of biographies, and I love David Bowie. His struggle to actually get some kind of commercial success was really hard.
Yeah.
Like, he really struggled, but I think part of the reason he really struggled is he wasn't willing to really sacrifice a lot of what he wanted.
Yeah.
So for him to struggle the way he did, invent himself as Ziggy Stardust, and ride this wave of fame... To like he was the like that's glam, right?
Yeah.
Like that, and then to get on stage and be like, "See ya, Ziggy's done."
Yeah.
Hello. And that concert, like, it was freaking fire.
Yeah, it was. It was amazing.
If I could now, you know, I've always said, like, if I go back in time, it would be like 1965 and like catch the beat. No, I'm changing my story. It would be to go and catch that last show of Ziggy Stardust. It was phenomenal. The sound was amazing.
It was.
Yeah.
So it's the 50th anniversary. They're remastering everything and they're releasing it.
Yeah.
So if you've missed the concert, because I think it was only a very limited run.
Yeah.
If you missed it in theaters, I'm pretty sure you'd be able to catch it otherwise. Highly recommend it.
Yeah. I think DavidBowie.com, they're selling DVDs, yeah. Blu-rays.
So good.
It's LP vinyl sets.
Which I want. I will say, worst album art ever.
Yeah.
It's so trash, which is so bad because it's a amazing concert.
Yeah.
I'm not one for live albums much, but that one is. good. So anyway, yeah, I was flying high. And the funny thing is, we were there with probably about 30 people.
Maybe not even.
Maybe not even. I'm estimating on the high side. Yeah. And I'm singing along to every song. And at the end, the guy in front of me turns around and he's like, "You're a Bowie fan, and you're singing along to everything." And I'm like, "I'm sorry." He's like, no, it's cool. And he ended up telling us a story of how he actually met David Bowie in Winnipeg. So it was nice. And he even said this. It was nice to be in a place with people who appreciate it on the same level you do. So it was kind of cool. You had some fun before that at Folk Fest.
Yes, it was fun.
Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, that's what she's talking about.
That's what I did. Yes,
it's
I
like,
did.
What kind of fun did I have? I had fun. You volunteered for your first time ever at Folk Fest. Highs, lows?
Highs, no bugs.
Yeah, I kept hearing people say, like, where are the bugs?
Yeah, there wasn't any bugs.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Lows, rain. That was about it.
Yeah, and even the rain wasn't that bad. Well, for you, when you were out there, it wasn't.
Thursday night, they had a bit of an hour and a half, 2 hour delay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Big rainstorm passed through.
I forgot about that. But everybody I've heard, I mean, Folk Fest is Folk Fest, right?
Yeah.
It's such a well-oiled machine that it runs really well at this point, and everybody has a great time, and, you know, people look out for each other there. It's a good time.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you were able to go and enjoy and share a little of the Daniel vibe as a volunteer.
Yeah.
Are you going to do it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to do it again. It was fun. It was like it was on vacation because it was like sitting in a chair in the middle of the woods, just directing traffic.
Listening to music, directing traffic. Yeah, it's good, right?
Yeah.
Like, and a lot of people I know, a couple of my friends, I found out they go to the festival, but they also volunteer. So they camp and they stay all weekend and they volunteer. It's a great way to do it on a little bit of a budget.
Yeah.
Volunteer some of your time.
Yep.
Yeah. This weekend coming up is another Winnipeg festival.
Next weekend.
I'm sorry. Next weekend is another Winnipeg festival, Fringe Festival.
Yeah, starting on the 19th.
Yeah, I think so. Fringe festivals happen all over the world, really.
Yeah.
And this is our version. And you're volunteering again.
Yep.
At Old Market Square.
Yes, I'll be there.
They'll have artists, performers, music, DJs, a variety. That's a nice thing I like about Fringe is it's such a mix match of entertainment at Old Market Square for free, but it's cool.
And they brought the Kids Fringe area back to Old Market Square
this year.
So it'll be in that little area by Red River College there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a little bit more child-friendly, family-friendly stuff. So definitely come check it out. If you're into plays at all, it's a good way to get out, see a couple of fun plays.
Yeah.
There's, I was going to say hundreds. I don't know if we have hundreds, but there's a lot.
There's quite a few. Old Market Square has like jugglers and acrobatics and singers. And
yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time. So go say hi to Daniel.
Yes.
It'll be good. And then that's kind of the end of festival season in Winnipeg, eh?
No, then it's Folklorama.
Folklorama at August. That's right. That's right. Folklorama, for those who aren't in Winnipeg, it's we live in a very multicultural city. We have a lot of immigrants that come here. And I love the fact that most cities are like this, where people tend to group up in areas and really try to keep their culture alive. And being from a Ukrainian culture, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because my family's descendant from immigrants, right? And Folklorama is a nice way for you to actually immerse yourself in many of the different cultures.
Yes.
So much fun. We went, when we first started dating, we went to
the Irish Pavilion.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was cool.
It was so cool. But, I mean, everything, Jamaican, the Ukrainian Pavilion is always popping.
Yep.
I mean, who doesn't love pierogies and Ukrainian dancing and borscht and polka?
I think the most popular ones, I think, are the Ukraine, the East Indian Pavilion.
Yes.
And I believe one of the Latin ones, I think, is
for sure.
Yeah.
But they're fun. You can do passes where you can go see multiple pavilions.
Yep.
It's usually, I think there's a fee to get in.
Yes.
It's usually like $5.
The camera, how much it is.
Yeah, it's minimal to get in. You have to pay for your own food and drink, but it's usually pretty minimal. You get a nice sample of ethnic food, drink, and then free entertainment once you're in the venue.
Yep.
So that's coming up in early August, I want to say.
First weekend in August it starts.
So if that's something, like if you live in Winnipeg and you've never tried out, I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Yeah, find a few pavilions you think are interesting and go check it out.
That's right. Runs for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yep. It's lots of time.
It is lots of time.
Come on.
Come on, people.
COVID is done.
Get off of your butts and go
Go
get out.
Do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, Amanda.
God.
Go do something. We were just talking today how I haven't gotten out of the house enough.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and get out of the house some more. Hunter's been just, you know, sitting in the house.
Collecting poo and playing video games.
Collecting poo? Yeah, the dog
okay,
poo.
Okay, well, I have been picking up the dog's
poo.
Duty.
You almost said a bad one.
No, I didn't.
Practicing your piano?
Yeah.
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 Budding musician over here.
Mm. Yeah, he's pretty good, dude.
He is pretty good. I'm impressed, dude. I was pretty impressed.
I expect a concerto at the end of the year.
Yes.
I don't have multiple pianists, but, you know, wouldn't really be a concerto then.
Well, he showed you, Daniel.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
What else do we got going on here?
I think that's about it.
There's a big Brandon record sale coming up in October. Yep. There's the Rockin' Richards record sale. The Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market has announced that, I think they announced that free admission to this one. Awesome.
So you can save $5 right there.
Save $5 right there.
Come down, buy stuff from people.
Yeah. We're going. We got to check this out. It's going to be here at the campus, which is nice. Yeah. A lot more room. They're trying to do their best to make it as more accessible. They had great plans at the last one, but did not expect that turnout, which every accessibility thing they kind of put in place didn't really go to plan.
No.
But that's, you know, you have lessons learned, right? And that was a lesson learned. They found a nice bigger venue with a lot more ability to manage crowds and stuff. And it's going to be really amazing.
Yeah.
Super excited. Cool. So lots of fun stuff coming up in the fall.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yes.
I don't
know. Pumpkin spice lattes.
Oh, they make me sick. Give me the poops. I don't know why.
TMI.
I'm sorry. See, we're on the radio and I think it's just us, but there's hundreds of people listening to this.
Yeah. And there's all of, like, probably New York and the United States because we're on the face.
We are on the face. So everyone listening to this on the face radio, I'm sorry for telling you about the intimate relationship I have with pumpkin spice lattes. I can't. Can't, dude. It makes me sad because they're good.
Yeah.
Should we play more music before I tell more secrets?
Let's play some Kelly Patterson.
Keely Patterson. Is that it?
Yep.
I'm going to love you just a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Darling, wake up. I can't help it. I can't go to sleep. It was that last kiss. It was so good. I think you started something. Oh, come on. Don't worry about going to work in the morning. Because if you lose your job, teasing. Anytime or any place, I'm gonna love you like
like love is here to stay. As long as I shall live, I'll give you all I have and all I have to give. Because a deeper and deeper in love with you I'm falling now. Sweeter and sweeter, your tender words of love keep calling. Eager and eager, yeah, to feel your lips upon my face. Please don't tease him anytime, any place. I'm gonna love you, love you, love you, just a little more, baby. I'm gonna need you, need you, need you every day. I'm gonna want you, want you, want you in every way.
Very, very fluent Spanish. Todo está bien chévere.
Bien chévere.
Chévere.
Bien chévere.
Is that right, mama? Yes, I got my shaking room.
Everybody's got a thing that some don't know how to handle it. Always reaching out in vain. Just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. You say your style of life's a drag, and that you must go other places. But just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. When you get off you were.
right. We are out.
We are out of here.
Everybody have a great weekend. Yes. Take care. Stay cool.
Stay cool.
Stay cool. And,
stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay hydrated.
Yes. This is the amazing Shuggie Otis with Inspiration Information. Catch you next week.
And keep fun. Keep fit and have fun.
Situation.
TV angels in the back. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you've got. Just be thankful, yeah, for what you've got. You may not have a real silk suit where ladies style and fancy boots. You may not have, sister, the latest dress, golden jewelry, diamonds and all the rest. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean. Ooh,